We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we also want to help out an Atlanta bride who seems to be in a really tough spot. So what is going on?
She sent a message to our Facebook page and it said, "My best friend of 20 years is supposed to be the matron of honor at my wedding next month. But she has barely helped me do any planning, any decorations, anything at all. I've said something to her multiple times that she's not doing her part. I've asked her if she's too busy and if I should get somebody else. But every time I bring it up to her, she freaks out. She says I'm a bridezilla. She even has the audacity to say she didn't know there was a time limit to get the things done that I've asked." So then the woman who wrote us, her name is Brandy, she writes, "Here's where you guys come in. I need to know if it would be wrong to replace my best friend of 20 years as the maid of honor in my wedding with someone who has helped me do all of my wedding planning."
20 years? Mm-hmm. You cannot replace her. No way.
"Maybe y'all can give me some advice or have some of the not-so-cool kids call the show and give me advice. Yes. I am totally lost."
Yes, this cannot happen. We've got to get in the middle of this. I mean, I don't like inserting myself into conflict very often, but I will jump in here. You think Brandy will come on with us?
Well, I was just about to say, we have her phone number, so we can call her now and you can walk her through it.
Like, are the violations that bad that you would replace your maid of honor? I guess we got to find out. All right, we'll get Brandy to join us here. Give us a couple of minutes to get her on the phone, and we will talk to Brandy after Imagine Dragons. Jeff and Jen show, Star 94.1. See if we can save this wedding.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen show on now. This is the Jeff and Jen show.
There is an Atlanta bride who's about to dump her maid of honor, and she reached out to the Jeff and Jen show family for a little bit of advice.
Best friend of 20 years has not, quote, this is reading from Brandy's email, "has not helped me do any planning or decorations or anything at all. When I say something to her about it, which I have done multiple times, she calls me a bridezilla. I need the not-so-cool kids to give me some advice. I'm totally lost what to do. She's considering replacing the matron of honor in her wedding," which is, in Jen Hobby's world, not allowed.
No, you can't do that. But let's find out what is happening. Brandy is on the phone with us. Hey, Brandy, so what is going on?
So I have a best friend of 20 years. Me and this girl have been best friends since we were 8 years old. I started planning my wedding in January, and she was, of course, the first one to know. She has not helped at all. So when I had said, "Hey, you know, I need you to help a little more. I need you to do something," she says that I'm a bridezilla and I need to get my head out of my butt and all this.
Oh, no. And this is your friend of 20 years.
Yes. And not only that, but like I gave her the honor of being my maid of honor.
And what is the what's the timeline look like here? When is your wedding happening?
April 14th.
So is she backed out? Did you kick her out? Like, where does it stand?
That is my confusion. Like, I don't know. Like, if I kick her out, sometimes out of anger, she's like, "Oh, I quit." But, like, you can't quit. But I feel that if I kick her out, I lose my best friend of 20 years. If she, you know, says, "Well, I'm not doing it," or "I quit," like she said out of anger before.
There's nobody that can replace her.
Well, I have another close friend that has been friends around the same amount of time, you know, and it was hard to pick which one was going to be it. But I only have a maid of honor and one bridesmaid. So she is my other bridesmaid. However, in my mind, I was just going to put, you know, my bridesmaid as my maid of honor and then just find another bridesmaid. But still, I feel like she's being selfish.
Man, I want to do something to like broker this deal. I want to like help them figure this out.
she should want to be more hands-on, helping me plan the biggest day of my life.
Wow. Well,
can you give us an example of something that she should have been hands-on with where she wasn't?
Okay, so we ordered the dress, right? Her dress came the 1st of February. I asked her for an entire month to just send me a picture of her in the dress several times. And she wouldn't. She's like, well, why am I obligated to show you my dress? Mm. Well, because it's my wedding and I want to make sure it's going to match everything. Mm. Well, I'll do it when I have a chance. But still yet no dress picture.
So, Brandy, does she have anything major going on in her life right now?
I hate to say this. I love her to death. But she's a stay-at-home mom. She does not work. She has children, but she also has her mom that lives with her that could, you know, help her. But I work a full-time job. I have 3 children as well, and I still have time to plan a wedding.
What is an appropriate amount of time for her to return a text message of yours if it's wedding-related?
I mean, at least within that 24 hours, because, I mean, I know she doesn't work. You know, she's on her phone all the time. So, I mean, I know that she has time. And then she had the audacity. This is what really set me over the edge. Uh-huh. Is when I told her that, you know, I needed to get this, this, and this done, and she hasn't helped. She's like, I didn't know I was on a time limit.
Yeah.
But the whole wedding is on a time limit.
Right. That you're counting down to April, whatever the date is.
14th. Like, I don't want to be doing everything the last 2 weeks before the wedding.
Okay, Brandy, hear me out here. This is a 20-year friendship. You don't make new old friends. Like, this is a special person in your life, and I understand tensions are high, stress levels are high. You guys have got a lot of kids between the two of you. I know as a mom that's going to stress you out anyway, and you've got a wedding to plan. You've got all these things, but I was wondering, could you let us call her and get her side of the story and see if I can do some sort of, like, forgiveness pact here, because your wedding day is so important to you. This friend is so important to you, and she should be there with you.
Right? That is the way I look at it, though. I love her to death. I want her to be there sharing this day with me. But in the same breath, I don't want the stress and the tension that's been coming with it because she doesn't want to help.
Yeah, and you don't want there to be tension on your wedding day, of course. That would stress you out. So she's got to put that tension aside and, like, really be a good maid of honor. But I feel like there's something she's not saying to you.
Okay, so my best friend is married, and she's been married for 8 years.
Okay.
However, she never had a wedding.
Mm. Okay.
And at times, I have felt that she is jealous. And not only that, I also feel that I've been like, hey, Jen, we need to do this. And she's like, well, I know how a wedding is supposed to go just because I didn't have one.
Mm,
you know, so she said that to me a couple of times.
Yep. This is bringing up a lot of feelings for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've witnessed Jen sit down with people and broker deals and repair friendships and negotiate things. Like, she's good at girl talk. would you like her to call your friend Jen and see if she can kind of glue this back together?
I would love that because I need it glued because I've got, like,
we're in a time crunch here. Okay. All right, Brandy. Well, we'll get her information from you and then give her a call and see what we can negotiate here, okay?
I would love that.
Do you think this is a good idea?
You're the one. I mean, I'm here for moral support, but you're the one who's got to broker the deal.
All right. Do you guys think that we should do this?
And I think Brandy seemed a little intense.
Tiffany and Ackworth, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi. I had to pull over for this. My blood is boiling. Oh, my God. I want to smack her. She is a bridezilla.
Okay, hold on, Tiffany. We got to get into this with you.
She's a bridezilla?
Can you hold on for 2 more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I need to know what the bridezilla clues were.
All right, 404-263-0941. We'll talk to you and Tiffany and Ackworth coming up next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
All right, if you're just jumping in, Bride Brandy just explained to us she is about to replace the maid of honor in her wedding, even though they've been friends for 20 years. Hey, Tiffany in Acworth, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. I seriously had to pull over for this because Bridezilla, I can't even take it. First of all, she's complaining that her friend is a stay-home mom, so she has time. She's completely out of touch. I stay home, and my sister's getting married, and she asked for advice. That's one thing. But expecting one person to plan your wedding is completely ridiculous. It's her job to throw the bachelorette party, maybe a wedding shower, but plan your wedding? No. Get your head out of your butt.
Okay.
Can't take it.
All right. Thanks for not pulling any punches, Tiffany. Tell us exactly how you feel.
Megan in Commerce.
I don't think she's being a bridezilla at all. I think she's asking for a little help with her special day from her best friend of 20 years. I got news for you, girl. This is not your best friend. Your best friend would be bending over backwards, doing whatever that it took. You know, I've had friends that I've only known for a couple of years, and I do whatever it takes. I have a full-time business. I have two kids. I'm married. I get it. Time is short. But you need to listen to people's actions, and her actions are saying that she is not your friend.
Ooh, dang. All right, well, hopefully we get her friend on with us at this time tomorrow and get her side of the story, right? You got to have both sides.
And then everybody who has an opinion, yes, then that might change her opinions because
we've only heard from Bride Brandy at this point.
Right. So, or in Tiffany's, the way Tiffany would identify her, Bridezilla Brandy.
Bridezilla Brandy. and now we got to talk to Not Your BFF Jen tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
Yes.
And see if we feel the same way after we hear the other side of the story. So Jen will join us. Hopefully, fingers crossed, tomorrow morning at this time on The Jeff and Jen Show.
Thanks for making the switch to The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.